right now, panel, time for you to answer some more questions about the week's news. Peter,
yes.
The new Fast and Furious movie, Fast 9, or F9, is a huge hit. It broke the post-pandemic box office record. And the New York Times film critic really only had one complaint. What was it?
That he was made to watch it. it was only one complaint. And it was, I didn't want to see this.
I'll give you a hint. You want a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
Helen Mirren and Vin Diesel sitting in a tree.
His complaint was that they're dating in it, or he wanted to see them go at it?
Yes, Peter, you're right. He wanted Helen Mirren and Vin Diesel to kiss. Dame Helen Mirren and Dame Vin Diesel both star in the new movie, prompting New York Times... prompting New York Times film critic Kyle Buchanan to demand, quote, they must kiss. He even asked Mirren about it. Her response was, quote, yes. Have y'all seen this? Any of these movies in this franchise?
I was a big fan of the first like 2-3 ones. And then I don't understand why we saw like, how can we keep driving?
Are they lost? Is that why they keep driving?
Now they're running errands. Like, I think that's what F9 is about. Uber. I think they're just running errands right now. It's like,
and one of them, they're just going to be like Uber drivers or something.
Yes.
You know what I especially don't like about the Fast and Furious movies is that they don't use their blinkers.
That makes you furious.
Yeah, it does. I often drive with my blinker on for quite a while. And then when I realize it's on, I sort of overreact and I push the stick up too far, and then it makes the other blinker go on, and then I put it back on the other side. And so basically it's like left blinker, right blinker, left blinker, right blinker. And that is a signal. What it says is, don't drive near me.
Paula, a new study in the Journal of Career Assessment looked at kids' dream jobs and concluded that we should be telling our kids not to do what?
Give me a hint.
Maybe, you know, live practically.
They're not going to be rich. They're not going to be singers and
right. Yeah. Not follow their dreams. According to a new study, most kids aspire to jobs that are incredibly difficult to obtain. So parents should be teaching their children to consider multiple options, to, quote, shoot for the moon, but have a backup plan so they can land in the stars.
Yeah.
But not by being an astronaut, because almost no one becomes an astronaut.
Right.
All the responsibility to lower expectations shouldn't just be carried by parents, right? We need a Disney song that's like, I want to work in retail much longer than expected.
Late night shift at Denny's. Late night shift at Denny's, which I worked.
Yeah, but in the song, they're like on stage singing. And in their head, they're like, I want to work at Denny's.
I don't know about you, Peter. I know you have a kid. Every night I read to my kids that great book, Oh, the Ubers You'll Drive. And Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad every day.
Green eggs and ham. Why don't we eat them anyway?
Gotta start cleaning, letting the sisters too. Wipe the winners in the back.